It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the Lord has brought me back from the shadow of death, to be perfectly honest with you. God has been very good. I want to pray one more time before we get started. Loving Father, surely your presence is in this place. Lord, thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your watchfulness over your children. You see what's going on in this world, Lord. This is a sanctuary where we come into your presence. We need your Holy Spirit to teach us, Father. Speak through me. Anoint my lips, Lord. May Jesus be seen and not me. I pray for your people, Lord. Touch their ears, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm gonna try to date some of you. How many remember the days of rabbit ears? Who remember rabbit ears? What are rabbit ears? The what? It's an antenna. The younger kids like rabbit ears. Yeah, I have a rabbit. I know what rabbit ears are. Yeah, you remember those days? How about a black and white TV? Anybody lived through that era? You remember a black and white TV? Yeah. Remember the days there was no remote control? Well, my dad was smart. My dad was smart. He had remote control. He had 8 children. Go change the TV. Yeah, my dad had a remote. He was a smart man. And then remember when color TV. Who remembers when color TV came in? Yeah. So many things have changed. Now, it's funny. When you walk into Costco, what is the first thing you see? What do you see? Giant TVs. HD. Ooh. Ooh. Who has an HD TV? Come on, confess up. Confess up. It's okay. HD. You know, the amazing thing about HD is to make it more vibrant, more real, more colorful, more exciting. Get into it. Pull you into the picture. That's the object of AD. Capture your mind. Keep you focused. See, we think HD is new. Actually, it's not. We're going to learn some things here today that are absolutely mind-boggling. Let's go back to Revelation. I'm getting a bunch of texts while I talk to people asking how am I doing and everything, so I'm ignoring them all, okay? Revelation chapter 12. This is amazing. Revelation chapter 12. Go down to verse 7 again. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. I suggest to you today, church, that HD was created in heaven itself. HD started in heaven. Do you hear what I just said? Where this being had painted a picture that was so grand, that was so glorious, that they had never seen before. He created an HD reality in their mind where he had something better than God had to offer. Think about this. This is mind-boggling.
He had created a vision in their mind where they believed the picture that he was showing them was better than what God had. Better. One third of the angels said, I see it. I see the HD. I see the beautifulness of it. Yeah, I see it in full color. A full-on war broke out because they believed Satan's HD. You understand that, church? Satan wants to keep you in an HD reality. Satan is always trying to paint a picture in your mind. He'll try to keep you locked in your past. He'll keep that HD vision going in your mind. This is who you are. All this Christianity stuff, give up on it. This is who you truly are. I know who you are. You hear what I'm telling you, church? Satan is always trying to picture an HD picture in your mind to bring you down. Just like one third of the angels, but his was the opposite. It's important what we need to understand what God is trying to teach us today. So he created that picture in heaven. He comes to this earth, Revelation, or Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to take some HD shots on earth. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to go verse 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. Are we there? Amen. And the serpent said unto the woman, you won't die. God doth know that in the days you eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw HD, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. You see, HD is always pleasant to the eyes. It's beautiful to look at. It's captivating. It wants your attention. To make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also. Let me take the HD to my husband. Let him see what I'm seeing. Let him see the picture. Let him see it too. And her husband with her, and they did eat. And we know the story. Satan had sold an HD picture into humanity right from the get-go. This is what God is telling you. This is what God is telling you. But I'm telling you right now, this is a better picture. How many people fall into that? Where God is telling you to do something, and Satan says, I'm telling you right now, this is a better picture than what God is offering you. And how many of us believe into it? How many globally? How many are following the HD master? It's global. With grandeur. Like they're following something good. Is that where it's leading? Let's find out. Genesis 4. Genesis 4. Down to verse 6. Genesis 4. Chapter 4, down to verse 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth and thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, if thou doest well. Let me say that again. If thou doest well. In other words, if you do what I say, if thou doest well, sin lieth at that door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt be over him. And Cain talked with his Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel and his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Catch this, brothers and sisters. I want you to seriously catch this. Satan had painted in the mind of Abel, or Cain, an HD picture. This is what you need to do. Kill your brother. Kill him. It's a good thing. Now, Adam and Eve, they had bought into the picture. Now they're seeing the results of this HD picture, live and in color. Real. They're looking. Their son is dead. Why? He bought into the HD. This is what you need to do. How many people today have lost friends, relationships, because they bought into the HD perception? This is a better way to do it. Instead of listening to God. How many? This HD is serious stuff. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. On to verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from off the face of the earth, and beast, and creeping thing, and all fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Catch this, brothers and sisters. I want you to seriously catch this. Satan is building the ark. They're watching this. You got two HD pictures going on here. God is building the ark and he's saying, get on it. Satan is saying, no, you don't. Their minds were filled with violence. God was trying to change their vision, their HD that Satan had painted in their minds, where they were just literally violent people. How many people got on the ark? 8. Only 8. We like your vision. We like it. We don't want to get on that ark. We don't like that picture. We don't like it. Are you with me, church? This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Exodus. Exodus 32. Chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. We're just catching snapshots of HD and what's going on. Verse 1. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mount, and the people gathered themselves unto Aaron and said unto him, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as this Moses, this man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we not know whether is what become him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings, which are in your ears, of your wives and your sons and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people broke off their golden earrings, which were in their ears. And Aaron brought, and they brought them unto Aaron. This is amazing. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool. After that, he made a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of Egypt. This is absolutely mind-boggling. Absolutely incredible. God had shown them miracle after miracle. They get to this mountain. Moses up there getting the Ten Commandments. They're at the bottom and they make this calf. Picture it. Satan, this guy's too much. Remember what you seen in Egypt. The HD in Egypt. How glorious it was. The calves you worshipped. We need to do that again. Here they are at the Mount of God. And Satan painted a picture in their mind. This is a better way to do it. Was God showing them the right way? What was he? Which way did they choose? You see what's going on? We are at the threshold of eternity, brothers and sisters. We are right there. And how many people today are building the calf and worshiping right at the mount? Where's Jesus? He left. As of this Jesus, we don't know what happened to him. We don't know. Satan is painting this picture in their minds. This is what you should do. Give up on this Jesus. Are you with me, church? Plot thickens. 3 Timothy. Did I get the right Timothy here? Get back to my scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Sorry. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. We got that right. Somehow I got that messed up on my notes. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This also know, that in the last day perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of themselves. They will be what? They will be what? Why was Satan kicked out of heaven? He wanted to worship self, but he painted a different picture in everybody else's mind. This is not about me. I'm working for the better good. For men shall be lovers of themselves, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, true speakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I want to key in on verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Do you catch what this just said, church? You catch what this just said? Satan has painted a picture in these people's minds that they can live this lifestyle and they're still Christians. They could live this lifestyle and they're still Christians. Live in hatred towards one another. Talk gossip about people. It's no big deal. Are you with me, church? Satan has painted a picture in people's minds that you could live as you want, do as you please. You are on your way to heaven. Is that true? Amen, brother, whoever said no back there. At least I got one amen. It's not true. 1 Timothy, again. Excuse me. Chapter 4. Verse 2. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Thank you. My mind has been scattered for a while. Verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. After their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers with itching ears, and they shall turn away from their ears from the truth and shall be turned on to fables. Do you catch that, brothers and sisters? They want a fake HD picture. They don't want the real thing. Now, this is interesting. Now let me tell you the real HD, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you the real HD. There's two HDs, actually three. The real HD, not the TV. The real HD is Satan, a hell-driven mentality. That's HD. Hell-driven. And there's another HD, heaven-driven. Heaven-driven. And there's another HD, you know that? Heaven's direction. Heaven's direction. The question is, which HD will you fall under? What we just described was HD, hell-driven motivation. God wants us to be heaven-driven. Are you with me, church? Now, we just touched on some, what I consider, hell-driven motivation. against God. Now let's look at some heaven HD. Mark. This is amazing stuff. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny what? Deny what? And what did 2 Timothy say would happen in the last days? Thank you, brother. Lovers of self. This is amazing. Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his what? Cross and what? And what? Follow me. Follow me. That is the true heavenly HD. Follow Jesus. Because the world has got an HD and it's hell driven. I'm telling you right now, brothers and sisters, it is hell driven. We want the heavenly driven. You want the heavenly HD? Amen. God is awesome. All the time. We're going to stay in Mark. We're going to go down to chapter 10. Verse 21. Chapter 10, verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Then Jesus, beholding him, what? Loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And take up the cross, and what? Follow me. There it is again. Follow me. Sell what you have. Get rid of the HD Satan has pictured in your mind. Whatever it is. Whatever picture you're hanging on to in your life. Whatever thing has got your attention. Whatever thing is consuming your focus. If it's not heaven driven, it's hell driven. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It's going to be your demise. Luke, chapter 5, verse 27, or verse 27. Luke chapter 5, verse 27. And after these things, verse 26. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. You realize when Jesus Christ was here, he did things that were absolutely incredible. He brought heaven's HD in live and in living color. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He was moved with compassion. He was showing the world the true HD.
the heaven-driven thinking.
God is awesome. God is awesome. You think about what was going on in Christ's day. It was crazy.
Luke 9. Luke chapter 9. Verse 23. I'm going to reach this one. I'm going to bring this point home.
And he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him. Here we go again. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and daily follow me. That is a hard saying, brothers and sisters. You got to face this. That's hard. If we're honest, we like our stuff. We like to do things our way. Don't we? We do. Just be honest. But here's the problem. Your HD, your vision, will lead to your demise. Jesus is saying, see my vision. See my HD. You're heaven bound. You're heading for eternity. I want you to live with me forever. Which one are we following? Which one are we following? You realize Jesus gives the key? Do you know that? Jesus gives us the key. Do you know that? What is the key to following Jesus, HD, heaven bound? What is the key? Come on, church. What is the key? Holy Spirit. Yes. Any more takers? We're learning together. What did I hear?
Obedience.
Obedience. Yes. What? God's law. Yes. Yes. What's that? Prayer. I love them all.
Grace.
Love them all. Read his word. Praise God. Love them all. All of those are good. Choice. Amen. Excuse me. Let's hear what Jesus has to say. Do we want to hear what Jesus has to say about it? Because Jesus gives us the key. Are you ready, church? Are you ready? I'm not going to tell you. I'll get that in the next sermon. No, I'm just kidding you. John chapter 3. Verse 3. Here it is, brothers and sisters. Here it is. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. Except a man be what? Born again. He cannot see the kingdom of heaven. There, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus says, you need to be born again. Can a leper change his spots? Can a leper change its spots? Can you who do evil do good? No, we can't. How do we become born again, Jesus? That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good, Jesus. But how do I get born again? Hey, I'm born again. Okay, is that how it works? Jesus, how do we get born again? 1 Peter. These are questions that need to be asked. 1 Peter. Verse 1 down to 23. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 23.
Get this, brothers and sisters. Get this. Being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever and ever. How do we become born again? How do we become born again? God's word. Do you hear what I just said, church? How do you become born again? God's word. This changes your HD. This changes your direction. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's the key. The enemy doesn't want you to know that. He says, come to church, jump up and down, whatever, blast the music, whatever. Just don't read the word. See, a lot of churches, you go to turn and it's just entertainment. Ask them to quote some scriptures. No, we don't do that. No, we're having a worship here. We're having a moving of the Spirit. Trust me, I know. I go to them. Satan doesn't want people to have the HD because he knows it will change you. He knows. So he keeps people busy on everything. How many people sit in their living rooms and they watch their big HD TV for hours on end? Hours on end. Popcorn, whatever. Whatever. Those things will hypnotize you. Hours and hours of HD. I have a question. What's coming out of that HD box? Is it hell driven? Or is it heaven driven? What's coming out of your HD box? Satan knows what he's doing. Brothers and sisters, let us get this. What is consuming your time? It's funny, I'll drive down at night and I'll look in every house. If there's a curtain, you just blam, this big old HD box going. Out of all those HD boxes, how many you think are actually heavenly mindedness is coming out of it? Now they got the blood and the gore and the sex and the violence and the nonsense in big, beautiful HD color. Just a bunch of trash. That's all it is. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. They're great. I love watching nature on them. I love seeing God's creation. Amen. Amen. So there are good points. I'm not saying I have to go throw away my TV, honey. The speaker said get rid of my HD TV. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to drive a point home here. What God is trying to get us to understand, because we're all going to move into one or two HDs, either hell-driven or heaven-driven. You do realize that, right? So what are you doing? What are you doing? What is your direction? Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Here God's going to help us with our HD. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Yep, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Here it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Can I put it a different way? If it's heavenly HD, think on it. Think on it. If it's hell-driven HD, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Amen? Amen. 1 John. 1 John. Chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world. What? Love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. For the HD of the world is passing away, and the heavenly HD will go into eternity. We'll end with one more scripture here. 1 John. This is beautiful. God is so good. Chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, look, God is saying, look at this beautiful HD. Behold what manner of the love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it did not know him. Amen. Beloved, now. Beloved, when? Now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. Thank you, Jesus. But we know what we shall be, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. For we shall see him as he is. We will finally see the true heavenly HD. You see, brothers and sisters, on the cross of Calvary, the two HDs met. The hell-driven madness of Satan and his host met the heavenly-driven host. And our loving God said, this is the true picture. I love you. I'm dying for you. I want you to come spend eternity with me. You don't have to follow the hell-driven mentality anymore. You can follow the true HD, heaven-driven, and follow our King to eternity. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we pray?
loving Father. It's absolutely amazing. The two HDs. Lord, we want to follow you. For now, we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But when we see you, Lord, how glorious it will be. Translate it to see the King in his beauty. Lord, we want to be there. If there's anything, Lord, that is blocking that, that Satan's hellish, hell-driven mentality is trying to block, Lord, give us the strength to let it loose. We need you. We need a total transformation, Lord. We need to be heavenly driven. In Jesus' name, amen.